Yes, indeed. It is time for the news, Lee. But more importantly,
Leon, producer Leon.
Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Leon.
Welcome to producer the microphone. Leon. Who wants to go first? Yes. Can I go? Actually, you know what? I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
I very rarely go first. Guys, stop what you're doing. Actually, you know what? You can wait a couple of hours because this shop is not open yet. But shoppers are in a rush to get their hands on a new cast iron pot that looks just like those really, really expensive, like $450 Lacrosse something French.
Oh, yeah.
So a shop in Australia that, you know, starts with...
People know what it is.
You know what it is anyway. You know that one that sells...
Yeah, the one that sells things.
In a mart fashion. So you can get it for $30. And mummy influencers are freaking out.
And it's pastel pink?
Yes, and sage green.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Ooh, I like those colours.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go get a pastel pink one. It looks very pretty.
$30.
So they reckon they're as good. They reckon they're as good as
people
the
are, people are saying it is pretty wild.
You know what I call them? It's called a Dutch oven.
Yeah, because it like it's like it's like an you put the heat under, you put the lid on, like as an oven.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to cook in it. I'm going to buy one. Pumped. I want the blue one. Oh wait, they have blue as well.
Oh, why
they got blue?
Well, anyway. I can tell you now. Like, I reckon if it gets guys like you in the kitchen cooking, then all for it.
I do the majority of the cooking in our family. Thank you very much.
Well, that's great because it's inspiring you to do different stuff.
Yeah, I made pizza dough last night. Speaking of things, people who don't do things.
Amazing.
Amazing segue.
James Corden says he only washes his hair once every 2 months. Yeah.
Hey guys.
Really?
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, don't. Oh, no.
Same.
How often? Oh, don't.
Once every 2 months.
If not less.
If not less.
Wouldn't his head get scratchy, itchy?
I hate washing my hair. Makes my hair all fluffy and flat.
But you put product in it.
Yeah, so I still wash it like with water and like get in there. Yeah. But no, I don't use shampoo.
Wow.
I hate washing my hair.
I wash at least once a week, if not more.
Okay, well,
oh
hey,
gosh,
go you.
I wash like 2 to 3 times a week. I'd just have this lank, limp, disgusting hair. But, you know.
Well, Dan's hair is pretty short. The shorter your hair is, the less you need to wash it, I think. Well, and yours is obviously the longest out of the three of us, Kirstie, and I'm somewhere in the middle.
So he does that, so it's come out that he's like, oh, I don't wash
my
hair.
Well, he's talking about, because in LA, they got a water shortage, and people are being told to shorten their showers, and he says, I have really short showers. I'm in and out in 4 minutes. I use soap, but I don't wash my hair. I wash it every 2 months. He seems to volunteer that information a bit too readily.
Interesting. Well, anything that's going to keep him relevant, I guess.
It's true.
What's going to happen when he stops hosting that show? Will we have to see him anymore? Or?
Probably in movies and stuff.
Oh, probably not.
Cats 2.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
We're talking maybe about he should stay showbiz. On the show then.
Amazing.
Amazing segue.
Sorry, I'm on the money this morning, guys.
Yeah, well done.
I know, it's very good. Big Bird. The costume, in fact.
Yeah.
Do you remember the story where the trio stole the Big Bird costume?
Yes, I do.
And then hours later, they found him again with a note just saying, I'm really sorry, didn't realise. Well, they have...
Didn't realise?
Well, they just... They took the... It was worth $130,000, his costume. So they didn't realise it was such a big deal. They'd stolen it from the Sesame Street Circus Spectacular. But they have missed... they've been spared jail.
They said,
we're really sorry. We're having a really rough time and we were trying to cheer ourselves up. But we had a great time with Big Bird. He's a great guy. No harm came to our friend. Sorry to be such a big burden. Sincerely, the big burden.
Big burden. Sorry, that's very funny.
So they're out. They've been cleared. They've been told just don't do it again.
Oh, well, that's
good. The
Big
Bird lives for another day. Wow.
Today's court case has been brought to you by the letter F for freedom. Oh, that's nice.